So, how do the impressions go away when we practice bhakti? Or the negative impressions of anathas? There are two, three different things over here. At the first level, it is just that it's like graffiti is written on the wall. Then, there are some ways you could actually bring a eraser and try to erase all the graffiti. Sometimes you might just decide that it's overpainted. Sometimes you might decide that, you know, we will have to wash it all away. So whatever. Basically, you can either overwrite it or you can wash it, remove it. There are two broad ways. So, now with respect to our mind, there is no eraser, practically speaking. And now, initially, it's overwriting. Just bring in so much positive impressions that it just feels so fresh, so new, so attractive. We get attracted to it. But over a period of time, it's you could say that within the soul also, there is a potential for bhakti. Now, the Prabhupada uses the word dormant. Now, it is basically like the dormancy is like more like potentiality.
Yes.
In the sense that there is certain ground that is fertile.
Yes. So
now the fertile ground itself will not give any yield unless some seed is put in it. Now, every metaphor has some limitation. So dormancy indicates that everything is there, all that you need is to just wake up. Whereas fertility indicates potentiality is there, but something else also has to come in. So now if we consider, Prabhupada did use the word dormancy, but then Prabhupada also often quote Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanu Jiyu Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beech. So that something else has to come from outside. So basically in this case we could say there is both. There is the potentiality from outside and there is also the activating principle which is injected. It is not just one time, okay, just wake up and then everything is back. No, the potentiality has to gradually develop. So, we could say the potentiality, the fertility is there. So, in this case, it's like you have a graffiti on the wall. You put some paint. It's like you put the bija inside. But what happens if we develop the metaphor? It's like from within the wall also, something comes up which cleanses. It is not just overpainting. So like the fertile, that there is the potentiality within. So I have to put something from outside, but it is not just putting something from the outside. That putting something from outside activates something from the inside. So it's almost like a two-pronged attack.
Nice.
So the impressions are removed by cleansing, by over-impressing from outside, but it's also, there is overpowering from inside because something from inside comes out.
It's a switch from inside also which needs
to be activated.
Because of this something from outside.
Yes.
Very nice.
Otherwise, otherwise then there is no difference between say some sattva-guni impressions, sattva-guni outer perceptions and bhakti outer perceptions. So what is the difference between say somebody who just develops a good reading habit, not necessarily bhakti habit. And by develop a good reading habit, they say, well, give up some bad. Maybe they are just over addicted to watching TV and they develop a reading habit. And they give up that TV habit. But then, what is the difference? The difference is that whether it is TV or whether it is reading, both are external only. There is nothing intrinsic in either watching TV or reading books. But with respect to Krishna, it's coming from outside, but it's also activating something from inside. So, it works out both ways.
I have a question. So, that switch from inside, you said that it's outside.